A Klan conference held last week in Sitka showed Southeast Natives stepping up their participation in fisheries management. Jock Linestis reports from member station KNBA.
During one session, panelists described how federal agencies have begun to work more cooperatively with villages in fisheries resource monitoring programs. Lisa Lang, an attorney and director of a Heidelberg Cultural Foundation, says several local residents work every summer counting fish, adding to the local economy.
Those are all people from Heidelberg working those projects because they're trained, they're available, and so it offered not just four jobs, it offered more like nine jobs. And that's huge in a community that has unemployment. We don't even compare to the national average. We're so above. You know, the logging's leaving us, and we need to find something else that will help us sustain because we're going to be there.
Lang says local hire has also improved data gathering. For instance, she says the number of people who take part in subsistence use surveys couldn't be better.
Why do we have 100% return on that? Because there's a trust between the community members and the people who are coming in to do the surveys. Fish and Game is saying, how do you do that? And that's how they do it, by trusting and hiring locally.
U.S. Forest Service subsistence fish biologist Calvin Cassapit says a Copper River project also benefited from what's called traditional ecological knowledge. He says agency staff built and placed three fish wheels. Cassapit says an elder redesigned the fourth fish wheel and showed staff where to place it in the river.
That one fish wheel outfished the other three 4-1. It really improved the, when you improve your fish, your catch rates like that, you just improve the validity of the study. Basically, what that did was it improved the statistics and gave us a better estimate of the escapement.
Mike Jackson, a member of Cakes Tribal Council, asked a few questions from the audience. Later, he said the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, U.S. Forest Service, Alaska Department of Fish and Game, and the Organized Village of Cake are cooperating in a project to evaluate sockeye subsistence fisheries. He says he hopes the information coming to light will lead to changes that increase the number of fish available for subsistence.
It's given us this data that we need of what kind of climate it is, El Nino, El Nina, and the rainfall, all the factors that play into getting sockeye back to our lake. But the biggest factor that plays on the return of sockeye to these lakes is the commercial fisheries that is managed for pink sockeye in Southeast. The interception of it by Hidden Falls, it's a huge hatchery, an artificial fish hatchery at Hidden Falls across from Angoon. They intercept a lot. And it's for dog salmon, not sockeye.
The conflict between subsistence and commercial fishing came up in several conference sessions where all did agree increased scientific data and continued cooperation can only help. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Jock Linestis.
And I'm Steve Heimel.